Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Keith Teedy. I host the New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about Democracy Lost. The framers of this country had a fantastic idea of how you can have a ruler, a set of rulers for a country, for a people that works. It works for the majority of the people, and they pulled it off. They went through hell, and they decided this is how we want this to work, and they knew that if they were able to pull it off, they wouldn't even be around for all the cool things that came from it. But they did it anyway. They put their lives on the line, literally, to create this heaven on earth, which we call America. And it's been working really good for a couple hundred years now, but it's threatened right now. There's a threat that what the framers came up with to be the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the planet, and the threat is that it could go away. If the cabal of elitists who are running this country right now are successful in getting their candidate, Kamala Harris, elected, we could say goodbye. I mean, it's been threatened many times. There's been a lot of fights over trying to make sure it stays, and we've been successful so far. But this time, it may be it. Maybe the end of democracy if we elect Kamala Harris president and the cabal, the elite, small number of people get to rule this country and make all the rules and make all the laws and do what they want for their own benefit and F the rest of the people in the country. We don't want that. We don't want that at all. We want a representative government, a democracy where we decide who gets elected so that they can represent us in our government to do what we want to do, not what they want to do, what we want to do as a majority in this country. That's how this country works. The majority rules. And it worked great. And there was a huge middle class. Most of the people in the country were happy because they had the ability to take advantage of opportunities that came along. In any other country in the world, that's not the case. We got to keep it. We got to keep this country, this idea, this America here, because it's the only place and the last place on earth that it can happen. And we want it for the whole world. And maybe someday if we keep this going, we'll be able to give it to the whole world. And everybody in the world will go, yeah, that's the good way to do it. But if we lose it, if it goes down the drain right here, which is what's going to happen if we elect Kamala Harris president, then we can forget about it. It will just be a planet that is ruled by a few, very small number of elitists, and the rest of us can go straight to you know where. So I don't know even where to start with this one. The selection of Walz by Kamala Harris as her running mate. It's just, why? How? This guy is so full of crap. Everything that he says is bullshit. And they want to paint him as a grandpa kind of guy. He was a coach, you know, people respected him. Well, maybe, maybe not, but he lies a lot. He lies about his valor. He lies about his rank. He lies about butter carving. He never did even butter carve. He was there. He saw some people doing it. What it boils down to, and the thing that just is so normal now, they got Kamala Harris, and I call her that on purpose, for their presidential nominee. She picks this weirdo, and I'm not just saying weirdo because he's weird. I'm saying weirdo because I just get that feeling about him. I don't know if he is or not, but doesn't matter because you can call anybody anything now and it flies. But he's definitely a freak. She's a freak. I don't get why so many people think it's okay for this person that 2 months ago was the stupidest person on the planet, word salads coming out of her mouth, laughing all the time, to
a person that's in the running for the president of the United States, that says a lot about how the president of the United States gets elected now. On the Democrat side, they just want a puppet. And they found that Kamala could be a good puppet, and apparently this Walz guy could be a good puppet, too. They both could be good puppets. They can, through the media, the left-wing media, pump these people up and make them seem like they're worthy of the position when they're absolutely not anywhere near worthy of the position. If you think about prior presidents in this country, Democrat and Republican, they had certain attributes that made them good leaders. The buck stopped with them. They were the person in charge. That's no longer the case, especially on the Democrat side, where the machine, and I'm mostly talking about Barack Obama, but there's others, they are running things in the background. They don't want anybody to know this because it's working for them, where they have a thing going that's really good. They're running things without having any accountability. They can do whatever they want and have legislation go whichever way they want, and nobody has somebody to go and say, hey, you're fucking up. They got the puppets out there that can take all the heat for them, and they won't get any heat anyway because the mainstream left-wing media are fluffing them up, even while they're screwing up, even while they're doing stuff that the American public doesn't want. And that's what it boils down to. We used to be a country where the people ran the country through a representative government. Now, there's a cabal of very small number of people who are running things in the background using puppets to make it seem like it's still like it was back in the day when everything was good here. It's not the same. It's not good anymore. And if these Democrats somehow figure out a way to get this person elected, we're going to have problems. We're going to have trouble, because that means we are now no longer a representative government. We are a dictatorship. And there's always going to be a push to try to get it that way, because that's how things go in all of history. Things go good for a while in some situations, and then things change around and people lie and cheat. Suddenly, it's no longer a representative democracy. It's a dictatorship, and they've moved it that way. We got to stop that. We got to make sure. This is America. This is an experiment that has been so good for a couple hundred years now. It's had its ups and downs. It's had its problems. It's had its weaknesses and strengths. It's had all kinds of stuff, but we were always able to keep the democracy there, which is what the founders wanted. They were all pretty smart guys, and they set it up so that we couldn't do what's happening right now, but it is happening. We got to stop it. We have to stop what's going on the Democrat side, where they're trying to eliminate the representative government. They want the dictatorship. They want the cabal. They want a small, very small group of elitists to be able to run things, hiding behind the veil of a presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate. It's bad. It's bad for this country. We can't let that happen. We're Americans. We've been through problems before, and we've always come out maintaining what was originally set up by the framers to be the best kind of government possible for any group of people. So we got to stop it. We got to do it. We got to do everything we can. We got to have marshals at the voting booths, making sure that everything's on the up and up. I mean, I know they can get around that even, but we got to make it not easy for them. We got to do what we can to ensure a fair election. If we are able to do that, Donald Trump wins and we keep our democracy. If we don't do that and the cabal wins and Kamala Harris is elected president, we're done. We're done. I mean, we've overcome so many things along the way, but this is powerful. This is strong. This is them winning. I don't want that. I don't want to live in a dictatorship. We've seen what it looks like all around the world. It's not good for the people. In America, the middle class, the vast majority of people ruled this country by voting through the democratic process. We ran the country, and that's how it has to be if we want to be free and happy and able to do whatever we want to do to try to make things better for everyone. When the dictatorship comes in, it's not good for anybody except them. We got to fight. We got to fight with everything we got to keep our democracy, our representative government, one person, one vote, the middle class, the vast majority of Americans decide what's going to happen in this country by voting and having representatives that do what we want, not having a dictatorship doing what they want and we got to suffer with it. No, we can't have that. We can't have that. Please, please understand that. I talk to people who are Democrats. I have friends that are Democrats, and I talk to them, and I can't believe. And some of them are extremely smart people. And it's like, why aren't you using your very smart brain to figure out that that's not a good thing for anybody? You have kids. You have grandkids, possibly. You're going to have great-grandkids and people on down the line. And if we go down this rabbit hole here with these Democrats and it turns into a dictatorship, your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are not going to have what we had growing up. They're not going to have freedom. They're not going to have freedom of expression and freedom of religion and freedom of all the things that we kind of took for granted when we were growing up. And now it's on the line. The democracy is on the line. Please open your eyes. Please see what I see, which is the end of democracy if the Democrats win this. We have to not let that happen. You may have issues with Donald Trump, and a lot of people do. And some people think that the issues with Donald Trump are justified because he says weird things sometimes. There's the word weird. But I don't care. I don't care how I feel about him as a person. The way I feel about him as a leader is all that matters. We know from experience, because he was the president for 4 years, that he can do the things he says he's going to do, which is all the other leaders in the world are going to respect this country again, as it was and should be, because we are the free people. We are in America, if we don't lose it, what everybody on this planet should be, free to do and say whatever we want. And if it's good, good. Then the majority knows it's good, it's good. If it's not good, okay, but you have the right to say it. I just am concerned that there is a possibility that we could lose this. I mean, when the history books are written and in the future when people are looking back at this, if there are even people around, they're going, oh, well, that's where the last vestige of freedom ended, right there. I don't want to be involved in that. I want to be involved in the continuation of our democracy in this country. I want America to remain America, the idea of America to remain America, the American dream. That's the only place on the planet that it can be achieved. And they're trying to take that away because they're greedy and they're power hungry. We can't let it happen. We can't let them take our freedoms away. We can't. We have to fight. We have to make sure the right guy is in office. He won't be there forever, but he'll get us turned around and go in the right direction. And others will emerge that are able to keep the fight going also. But for this time, this instance, this exact moment in history, we have to ensure that the American dream, the American idea, continues. It's so critical. Otherwise, we go down. The last possible spot on the planet for freedom is gone. And around the world, only a few people are running everything. And I refer back to the Hunger Games. often because that's where we're headed. If we elect Kamala Harris, President of the United States, read the book, The Hunger Games, and find out where we're headed.